From Washington, this is VOA News. Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that would end the policy of separating migrant children from their parents as they illegally cross the southern border with Mexico into the United States. For days, Trump and key officials in his administration had contended that he could not act unilaterally to overturn the policy and that only Congress, through legislation, could ban the breakup of families. The U.S. in the last 6 weeks has separated more than 2,300 young children from their parents and sent them to detention centers while charging their parents with illegally entering the country. But the president says Mexico is to blame for the influx of illegal border crossings.
Mexico, with the NAFTA deal, makes a fortune. They have very powerful immigration laws. They could stop the immigration on the spot, but they choose not to do it.
Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz says Congress should be able to come up with an immigration and border control bill that's acceptable to both Republicans and Democrats.
The right solution, I believe, is keep families together, but do so in a way that respects rule of law by processing these claims quickly and keeping the individuals in detention in a temporary shelter during the expedited proceedings. And if they meet the legal standards for asylum, they're granted asylum. If they don't meet the legal standards, then they're returned and returned promptly to their home country.
A pre-dawn Taliban attack in western Afghanistan Wednesday killed 30 members of a government force or government forces, the deadliest insurgent raid since a nationwide temporary ceasefire. Local officials said Taliban insurgents assaulted Afghan National Army post in a district, triggering fierce clashes in the area, with both sides suffering serious casualties. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union will impose tariffs on the U.S. beginning Friday in retaliation for the stiff tariffs the U.S. imposed on aluminum and steel imports earlier this month. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The move confirms a tit-for-tat dispute that could escalate into a full trade war, particularly if U.S. President Donald Trump carries out his threat to penalize European cars. The commission formally adopted a law putting in place the duties on $3.2 billion worth of U.S. goods, including steel and aluminum products, farm produce such as sweet corn and peanuts, bourbon, jeans, and motorbikes. President Trump hit the EU, Canada, and Mexico with tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum at the start of June, ending exemptions that had been in place since March. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un departed Beijing for Pyongyang after completing a two-day visit to China. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said Kim thanked Chinese President Xi Jinping for supporting Kim's historic summit with U.S. President Donald Trump last week in Singapore. Kim also said Pyongyang and Beijing had entered into a new era of bilateral cooperation and friendship. Palestinian militants fired 45 rockets and mortars Wednesday at southern Israel, rattling farming communities on the Gaza border. The Israeli military said it responded with airstrikes on 25 facilities belonging to Hamas, the Islamic militant group that rules Gaza. Robert Berger reports for VOA in Jerusalem.
The right-wing Israeli government has avoided targeting the kite flyers, fearing that Palestinian casualties will spark more violence and possibly the fourth Gaza war in the past 10 years. But that policy is facing intense criticism from within the ruling coalition. Shuli Mualim of the Hawkish Jewish Home Party says rockets and burning kites are both acts of terror, and Israel has a responsibility to take tougher action to protect its citizens. Hamas says it is responding to Israeli aggression and the killing of at least 125 Palestinians during protests which began at the end of March.
Robert Berger reporting for VOA News. Arab coalition forces have seized Yemen's Hodeidah airport from Iran-aligned Houthis. Big step toward recapturing the port city following a week of fighting that spilled into residential neighborhoods. The effort by the Arab Alliance is to take the city, and it has fueled fears of humanitarian crisis, as it is the Houthis' primary entry point for imports and the lifeline for millions of Yemeni citizens. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.